Good morning. I am Commissioner Kristen Ng, Port of Tacoma President, calling to order a regular meeting of the Port of Tacoma Commission on January 17, 2024. The time is now 10 a.m. Also present are Commissioners Deanna Keller, Dick Marzano, and Don Meyer. So we have a quorum. Commissioner John McCarthy is absent and excused. Our meeting is being held at the Fabulich Center and streamed live on the meeting page of the Port of Tacoma's website at www.portoftacoma.com. The commission will now recess into a closed executive session to discuss two potential litigation items under RCW 42-30-110(1)(i) and one property leasing and potential litigation item under RCW 42-30.110(1)(c) and RCW 42.30.110(1)(i).
Thank you, Madam President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director of the Port. Regarding the lease item, the factors allowed to be discussed during executive session relating to real estate are as follows: the size and zoning of the property, the distance from and connectivity to deepwater marine terminals, the potential for job creation and consistency with the port's strategic plan. Thank you.
The public session will resume at 12 p.m. Good afternoon. This is Commission President Kristen Ng. The time is now 12:01 p.m. We were in executive session from 10 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. to discuss two potential items of litigation under RCW 42.30.110(1)(i) and one property leasing and potential litigation item under RCW 42.30.110(1)(c) and RCW 42.30.110(1)(i). Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I'd like to start off with a land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that we are on the traditional homelands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. The Puyallup people have lived on and stewarded these lands since the beginning of time and continue to do so today. We recognize that this land acknowledgement is one small step towards true allyship, and we commit to uplifting the voices, experiences, and histories of the indigenous people of this land and beyond. We will now move on to the approval of the agenda. Our first item is to approve today's agenda. Is there anyone who would like to make a change to our posted agenda? And I would like to suggest first that the commission, we move item 7A, special order of business for the ceremonial oath of office for both Commissioner Keller and myself to occur right after item 4, public comment. Are there any objections? Okay, well, seeing none, next, we have the Executive Director's Report.
Thank you, President Ng, and I'll start by saying it's nice to say thank you, President Ng. Congratulations on the presidency. I'm looking forward to working with you this year, and Happy New Year to all of you. It's good to see you. And the only item that I have will note is that we have a tree planting planned for this weekend, for Saturday afternoon, down in the Tide Flats, where we work with the City of Tacoma in partnership to plant trees along Marshall Avenue. And if anybody's interested in joining in that tree planting ceremony, you can go to our website and get the details, and look forward to seeing you there with shovels. And that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Johnson. It is open to the public, 9 a.m. This Saturday. We will now invite public comment. As a reminder, comment time is limited to 3 minutes per person. I understand that we have at least one comment received through email, which was sent to all commissioners. Will the clerk please list the written comments received for this meeting and route it to commissioners for the record?
Hi, for the record, Helen Hickman, Commission Clerk and Record Specialist for the Port of Tacoma. We received an email from Rebecca S. through the Port's public comment email on January 11, 2024, in opposition to the Darling rendering plant, and the email was sent to all of you. Thanks.
Is there anyone signed up for public comment? Well then, this concludes the public comment portion of our meeting, and we're now down to the ceremonial oath of office. And we will begin with Commissioner Kellers by Don Johnson, and then myself by Tribal Council Member Anna Bean.
It's a really a great pleasure to be here today, and I just want to say a couple of comments before taking the oath. I like to summarize the Port in a couple of simple words. You know, it takes a special person to be a good commissioner, and her election gave her a 90% approval rate. So obviously, she's done a great job. I ran one time with no opponents, and I didn't get 90%. I don't think any of us have. So she set a record there. But you know, the Port is a simple place. We can't forget that. The Port is really a business. Its assets are in excess of $1.3 billion. It has to make money. It can't just live on a tax dollar, which is a very small part of the overall revenue. And yet you have to balance the community as well as the county relationships, as well as the state relationships, as well as the national relationships, as well as all the problems going on around the world with the sea lanes and get that. And you have to secure the business so the Port can make money and survive. So, you've done a fantastic job, and it's a real pleasure to be here to give you the oath. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Raise your right hand, please. Please repeat after me. I, and state your name.
I, Deanna Keller.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I am a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington.
That I am a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the state of Washington.
And the Constitution of the state. And the laws of the state of Washington.
And will do the best of my judgment, skill, and ability.
And will do the best of my judgment, skill, and ability.
Truly, faithfully, diligently, and impartially.
Truly, faithfully, diligently.
Yeah, that's working.
And what was the last one?
Impartially.
Impartially.
Perform the duties of the office of the Port of Tacoma Commissioner.
Perform the duties of the office of the Port of Tacoma Commissioner.
In and for Pierce County.
In and for Pierce County.
Washington.
Washington.
As such duties are prescribed by law.
As such duties are prescribed by law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations
Thank
again.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. I wanted to make sure that I asked former Commissioner Johnson to do this. He was the one I was originally going to be running for City of Gig Harbor's council. And he called me one weekend every single day and said, I'm thinking about retiring, and I will retire if you run for my office. And the next day he would call and say, do you have any questions about this? The next day he would call and say, by Monday I really want you to say that you're going to do this. And so he was the one who got me into this position, and when I asked him to do this, he said, are you glad that I talked you into this? And I said, absolutely, it's the best job. It's not even a job, it's not even work, it is just joy, and the relationship building has been great, and I love our community, I understand the significance of our port and what we need to do, and I know that I represent all of you, so, but thank you.
Congratulations.
The strength in our relationship of government to government relationship between the Gallup Tribe of Indians and the Port, how we can coexist and have those relationships. And it was through that I got a little bit of an eye into more so on what's going in on the port side and not just from my tribal lens. It also came from a view of the table that she sits at currently. And I really appreciated that about her. So when today, I gave you a little bit of background about what I've watched with Kristen's leadership is once she decided to jump in, she's been fully committed. It's not just when it's convenient for her, it's when it's good for all. And I really enjoyed that. And seeing her, when we're talking about the government-to-government relationships, those don't just happen at the Puyallup Tribal table, it happens everywhere. You'll see her throughout our entire community being involved and actively listening to the folks that she represents. And I think that's amazing. And today happens to be Warrior Women Wednesday, and what a day to be here. And I do want to make note that I am here today with my council table sister, Annette Bryan. We are here with the permission of our entire table, our chair, vice chair, and all of our council members. There are 7 sitting council members for the Puyallup Tribe of Indians, just a little side note, and I just want to say we are all here today in support, even though it's just me standing up here. So with that, I just wanted to say when it came down to what I was going to wear today, in our language, my shirt means be kind, be giving, and be sharing. And that is what I know about Kristen Ang's leadership. And it didn't take me very long to figure out what to wear today. So thank you for the invitation. And here we go.
Thank you.
I think you need to raise your right hand. Please repeat after me. State your name.
I, Kristen Ang.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I am a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington.
I am a citizen of the United States and the state of Washington.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the state of Washington.
And the Constitution and laws of the state of Washington.
And will to the best of my judgment, skill, and ability.
And will to the best of my judgment, skill, and ability.
Truly, faithfully, diligently, and impartially. Let's do that.
Truly, slowly. Faithfully, diligently, and impartially.
Man, who wrote that? Perform the duties of the Office of Port of Tacoma Commissioner.
Perform the duties of the Offices of Port of Tacoma Commissioner.
In and for Pierce County, Washington.
In and for Pierce County, Washington.
As such duties are prescribed by law.
As such duties as prescribed by law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Man, welcome back.
I did want to give a special thanks and gratitude for the Puyallup Tribe for all your support and collaboration here with our port. And we truly do, all of us, appreciate it. And we do look forward to more collaboration. So for the prosperity and health of all our people. So thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for these past years and always stewarding these lands, past, present, and future. So thank you, Councilmember Bryant, Councilmember Anna Bean. I know where we really started, from the streets to the seat, as I call it. And to all the Tribal Council and Puyallup Tribe, thank you very much. And I am appreciative to see Pierce County Economic Development here, as well as WT Labor and Commissioner Johnson as well. And I'm gonna say I've seen the people here who have been on this journey with me since the very beginning about what they, you know, expect from our port. And I do believe, I want to say that you have some of the best people, you know, really fighting and working for these challenges and opportunities that we face, and we're ready to rock and roll, get it done. So thank you so much for being here, and my family, because usually I don't have my family anywhere here, but this time they found out about it. So thank you so much for being here, cousins, brother, and sister. Thank you.
Commissioners, as a reminder, please make sure you're speaking into the microphone. We're having a little bit of an audio thing going on. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Oh, yes, Commissioner Munger.
Could I have a point of personal privilege?
Indeed, today is the day.
Well, first of all, this is a special day for all of us, because I will tell you for sure that these two individuals are true warriors, and they are true warriors for all of you. So it's a true privilege to serve on this commission, and I think Commissioner Johnson understands what it takes to be a commissioner and the ability to have our arguments and our disagreements, but we, at the end of the day, we all are trying to do what's best for our community. And the other honest thing I must say is that I think this is probably the first time that I've seen two representatives of the tribal council show up that we aren't arguing with each other.
It's early.
So this is truly a special occasion. And I appreciate your leadership. I appreciate the fact that you are trying to make our community better for all of us. And that, to me, is real leadership. So I thank you for coming. And I know that it's very special, Commissioner Eng, that you're here today. But it's also special, I think, for the Port family overall. And I know it's important. The one thing about, I think, our new, not so new anymore, but our executive director and trying to build a better relationship. That's what it's really all about, government to government. I know that's very important. And I just want to say not only a thank you, special thank you to you, two individuals, but to everyone here and to Commissioner Johnson for coming today. Thank you.
Commissioner Marzano.
Yeah, just very quickly, I completely echo and second Don's remarks. And I find myself, as I witness two strong women getting sworn in, of how great it is for the port to have that voice on the port. And it is something that, working with Commissioner Eng on the committee with the Puyallup Tribe, seeing the roads that we're making and the strides we're making forward, and more that will be coming, not just for both of us, but for all of the citizens of Pierce County and our region and our state. So it's great to see.
Commissioner Keller.
Great. And I also wanted to thank my family, too. My husband, Steve, who's back there, he's been my campaign manager. He's been my warrior in helping me do whatever I can to do my best for all of you. Appreciate that. I also want to mention Catherine Rudolph, who's here. She's with the Office of Pierce County Executive, and she's been a very good strategist, advisor, great friend. There have been times it's your best friends are the ones who give you authentic, truthful information, even sometimes when you don't want to hear it. She's right. Also, our labor partners, again, authentic conversations and information. I always have appreciated that. And most importantly, well, certainly thank you, Commissioner Johnson and Mary, and congratulations for 60 years of marriage. My husband and I are hoping for that. But I also want to especially thank my commissioners that I work with, and also Executive Director Johnson and his staff. This is the best staff. I mean, it's been so much fun. They have said, give us direction. We give you direction, and you execute it beautifully. You've made us proud. I know Commissioner Eng and I have talked with each other about, you know, when we first got elected, what we believe that our community wants. And so we would bring that back to all of our staff, and the staff just has done a beautiful job. You've seen a lot of transformation with a lot of that, and that's because of the work that they do. We have great public servants here, and so I'm extremely proud to be able to work with them, and the same for our labor partners too. And thank you, friends, for being here today as well. And also thank you, tribal council members. Love working with all of you, and looking forward to, you know, even more collaboration. We have the same desire to serve the people that we serve, and we care about that great relationship with you.
Okay. Thank you. And before we move on to, I guess, public business of the Port of Tacoma, perhaps we could take a couple minutes for, I'm not sure you're all here for the rest of the meeting, for some of the public to exit and say goodbye. Can we take a couple minutes of recess?
Yes. Yeah. You're charged.
Okay.
You're charged.
All right. We'll do that. That's what I was
doing. There'll be like two people sitting in the audience.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm not sure where it goes from there, so I'm not going to get a picture.
with all.
Yes, let's do the warrior women thing.
Congratulations.
Don, you have to find the rest of them.
Man, you're cold.
I know, I'm all the pants are all cold.
I want the warrior woman all lined up.
Okay.
You get in the center. You want to get in the center?
Wednesday warrior women. I love it.
Warrior women Wednesday.
Okay. Did you want to be part of Warrior Women Wednesday?
Well, I'm probably going to make it here.
Yes. So your boss knows you're here.
Yeah, Bruce said, Bruce, this is his birthday.
Oh, she's a photographer.
Okay, I'm going to do this first. And then let's get one.
Which is fine.
Oh, there's my phone, too. Oh, that's my phone, the heavy one with all the credit. Okay. Well, I think we did it. I think we did it all. Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Oh, that's mine.
Okay. That was awesome. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I loved your comments.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Do I get this back?
You can keep it if you want. Oh my goodness, I just loved it. I love what you said too. Can I also get the mic back? I'm sorry.
No, get it back, girl. I'll be sitting here going, what do I got this on for?
It's all Christmas for me today.
Thank you. No problem.
Back to business. So we're on now to the consent agenda. Items on consent agenda are considered routine and taken up by one motion and vote, unless any commissioner requests an item to be removed for individual consideration. The consent agenda consists of approval of the minutes of December 15th, 2023 and December 19th, 2023, approval of the disbursement certification totaling $6,485,484.84 for the period of December 8th, 2023 to January 8th, 2024, check numbers 238943 to 239183 for a total of $2,796,262.20. And electronic payments in the amount of $3,689,222.64. Are there any requests to remove items from the consent agenda?
Commissioner Ng, I would only like to point out something on the check register. I don't want to remove it, but could I just make a comment?
Yes.
Eric, on page 22 of the check register, there is a finance charge that we're paying for what I perceive to be a late payment. And I would like to suggest, first of all, I want the port to make certain we place a priority on paying our bills timely. And so when I see a finance charge, I haven't seen much of that, but I'm hoping, Eric, that that's something we pay attention to. And it's a small amount, but I want to make certain oftentimes we do business with small businesses and it's important our bills are paid on time. And if our contract is such that we can't get the payment processed in time or whatever, we need to change that contract. Okay, that's sure. All. Just an important point from my standpoint. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Meyer. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved by Commissioner Meyer and seconded by Commissioner Keller. Are there any questions, comments, or amendments? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, before we proceed to commission actions, I would like to mention a few housekeeping items to my colleagues. Please hold your questions until the end of staff presentations to ensure all commissioners have an equal opportunity to ask questions on a particular item unless otherwise requested by the chair. Please limit yourself to one question. You may ask other questions after all commissioners have had a chance to be heard. Please wait until you are recognized by the chair before speaking. Thank you for your consideration. We're on to commission actions. This is the business section of the meeting where items are brought forth by commissioners or staff that require commission vote. In Robert's rules, during discussion, members may request an amendment to any action item or resolution. Amendments require a motion and a second with discussion following and a need of at least three commissioners to pass. Let's take a look at board and work group assignments. Alyssa Praskovich.
All right, good afternoon, commissioners, members of the public, staff. My name is Elise Praskovich for the record, Chief Special Projects and Commission Relations. Today we're here to talk about and seek your approval of commissioner assignments on various boards, work groups, and committees. So for some quick background here, as this relates to the Port of Tacoma strategic plan, this action today supports two foundational goals underneath community connections. The first one there relates to our relationships with the public and various business stakeholders and strengthening those partnerships. And then community connections two relates more to our government and Puyallup Tribe of Indian partners. So for some background, recalling that I briefed you on these various groups and work groups and boards and different associations at the last commission meeting, And those discussion matters and items heard during that session were incorporated into the slate as proposed and presented to you today. So we're going to look externally first. For members of the public, there's nearly 40 different work groups, assignments, different committees that the Port of Tacoma commissioners sit on. Some of those are external facing, some of those are internal work groups, and some of those represent the Northwest Seaport Alliance, and that's what we'll be talking about today. So looking first at the Port of Tacoma's external boards, starting first with the Economic Development Board and going all the way down to the PSRC. I won't go over these line item by line item, but just to refresh that these what you were briefed on before. And we can take questions at the end, of course. So I'll be moving through these one by one. There's a continuation of the external boards on this second slide. So continuing on with PSRC and finishing up with the newly created WPPA's Investment Committee. And let's have a look now at our internal committees. There are five work groups for the Port of Tacoma's internal affairs, from Audit Committee, Economic Development Fund, DE&I, Workforce Development, and wrapping up with the Tribal Liaison Officer assignments. And then finishing here with the Seaport Alliance work groups, there are five here as well, and these go from the Audit Committee, Environmental Work Group, Internal Governance Work Group, Legislative Work Group, and wrapping up with the newly created Offshore Wind Work Group, and these are the proposed assignments. So again, to summarize, the action requested today is that after having reviewed this, that you would approve the slate as presented and proposed today. And with that, I'm happy to take any questions and go back to any preceding slides that you may need.
Sure, we'll take a motion first and then that question and comments. Is there a motion to approve the 2024 commission boards and work group assignments as presented?
So moved.
I'll second it.
It has been moved by Commissioner Keller and seconded by Commissioner Meyer. Are there any questions, comments, or amendments? Commissioner Keller.
Yes, could you go back to the last of the board slides, please? And I just wanted to ask a question of Commissioner Meyer, because I see that you're not on any of the Northwest Seaport Alliance work groups. Was that by design, or do you?
First of all, on the basis I deferred to other members' interests, so that's basically what I did. That's what I did.
Well, let me ask you the question, I'm seeing that I'm on four, and there would certainly be room for you to select one. I know IGWIG is the internal governance, that's with the previous president and the current president to be on, but there are others. I know Commissioner Johnson told me that whenever you're appointed to the audit committee, you can never leave, so unless you have a real desire to do that. But any of the others, if you have interest with that.
Well, probably my interests really lie in the environmental quiet sound truck work group, but that might be a priority for you. So in that context, and the way the IGWIG works is, you know, that's just automatically for you and Commissioner Ang. So at this stage of the game, I'm happy to stay as I wasn't on the legislative work group. I can go on the audit committee if you want me to relieve a little pressure from you. But if you want to, I could serve there.
What's your first choice?
Audit committee.
Oh, it would be?
Yeah.
Instead of environment.
Yeah, I'll because I know the environmental quiet sound truck work group is of interest to you, so I would do the audit committee.
Is that in place of me then?
No, I'm just saying I'm willing to work with you if you want to pull back on because four is a lot of committees in addition to what otherwise you've got with Port of Tacoma. So I'm saying I'm willing to help out if you're willing to back away from the four that you're on, one of them.
Because I remember, I think a couple of years ago, I wasn't on any Northwest Seaport Alliance committees, and I know that you feel left out, and I want to make sure that
I do not feel left out. You know, actually, if I could, because I have a certain philosophy, and what I worry about on all these committees is I come from the expectation that we as commissioners set policy. And what I have watched oftentimes is you set policy, but we're not very good at accountability and our ability to measure against those policies. For me, my priority has always been, am I clear on the thought process of policies, and then am I clear on the accountability and the reporting out part of the process? Because what I'm always fearful of, because I've been on that side of this dais, and I do not want to be a manager. I want to be a policymaker, and I want to be about accountability, because I believe fundamentally, oftentimes what can happen to us is we have too many committees, and we're down into management's responsibility. So that's why I kind of, you know, and I don't want to say, you know, as an example, on some of our work groups, I think we've gone into too much management and not enough policy and not enough accountability. So that's just a personal kind of bias I have, I guess, if there is a problem of all of these committees. But, you know, everyone seems to have as long as my fellow commissioners are comfortable, that's fine. It's just that I don't have a desire to spend a lot of time on committees. But I want to be clear about policy, and I want to be clear about accountability.
So for other commissioners, are you okay with Commissioner Meyer taking the audit committee?
Can we move?
Commissioners, if I could suggest maybe amending, because it was moved and seconded to approve the slate as proposed, so an amendment changing that would be helpful.
There's also a question that I have that may also add to that amendment. So,
also to clarify, in taking this position for the Seaport Alliance, you would also have to take the audit committee position on the Port of Tacoma's audit committee for advisement from our CFO.
So forgot to tell you that.
It's a twofer.
Oh, wow.
Do you want
such a deal. I'll go environmental. That's really where my passion is.
Shouldn't have brought that up.
Okay. Thanks, Elisa.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. I'll make a comment. I'd like to, you know, say thank you to Commissioner Keller and Marzano for serving on that audit committee, which is probably one of the most significant, if not the most significant, mm-hmm. committee that we have on this particular, because that's the running of our port. We can't do anything without that, and that's compliance. Second, I do wonder about the Puget Sound Regional Council Growth Management Board, which is a very important one in regards to economic development and our region. And have we had to know what the time commitments are? And has everyone been briefed about the opening?
So to answer the first part, staff is still doing research to determine how much of a commitment that would be for port staff, as well as just they are monthly meetings, so we've not quite wrapped up that research yet. Once we were in receipt of that research on commitment level, then we would make sure all five commissioners were aware that the Port of Seattle was willing to cede their current seat on the Growth Management Policy Board through PSRC.
So they have not, I thought they did, ceded that seat to Port of Tacoma.
They're just simply waiting for us to reply in the affirmative, yes, okay. And then who is the representative.
I did want to ask a question to my fellow commissioners here about interest in this, I would say, a significant board with regards to our region, growth management policy, and if there is interest here already so that we can reply as ASAP.
Okay.
Well, I think I would be interested for sure, but would want to know more about it, certainly.
Okay.
I volunteered as an alternate on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is something you're interested in?
Well, I just think I think the point you're making is a valid point.
Oh, okay. So ahead.
And I want to make certain we're represented one way or another. That's all.
Would you be okay to be the member?
I would be okay with that.
Okay.
If Port of Seattle is okay with that.
All right, now you know. So that there would be a member from the Port of Tacoma interested. Actually, even two, if they should cede the seat. Yep.
I could be an alternate or something, but
so
there
is interest.
So when we, Heather, go to approve this, we'll make motions for both of those adjustments?
You could make a single motion with both adjustments.
Okay.
I'd be glad to make the motion.
Okay.
So I move to amend this policy, or all of these boards to have on the Northwest Seaport Alliance that the environmental work group that Commissioner Meyer would be our representative, and then on the growth management policy board that we would change the A from member, and that potentially I could be the alternate.
And I would be the main.
The member.
Yeah, the member. Yeah. Okay. I'll second.
Second.
Oh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oh. Commissioner Marzano.
Are there any other questions or comments, amendments?
Well, I have a question. Do we need to vote on the main motion as amended?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
You approved the amendment just now, but you need to do the main motion.
Yep,
I got the look, so I was not weighing it.
I'm just asking if anyone else has any questions or comments, because this is where I'm just going to tell you, Commissioner Marzano, I'm not going to accept the audit committee. So if you start speaking up, I'll be like, I'm going to leave you on hanging there.
guys.
Anyway, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye on the main motion.
Aye.
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 The motion carries. Okay, new business. Oh, issue briefings. I guess we'll proceed to issue briefings at this time. With the U.S. Coast Guard Marine Environmental Protection Industry Training, Mr. Robert Simcox.
Yeah, I can give you just a bit of context here. Mr. Simcox has been working at the port now for several months. He's an active duty member of the United States Coast Guard, where he served for 22 years. He's a warrant officer. And there's a program the Coast Guard has where they will place interested and qualified staffers in organizations such as ours so that they can learn more about what we do. Salary is all paid by the Coast Guard and expenses. And he's wrapping up his time with us and wanted to give you some just general overviews of what he saw. I'm not sure what he's going to say, so I hope it's good, but I don't know that. he's got some observations and recommendations, so I'll turn it over to you, Warrant Officer Simcox.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Commissioners, Executive Director Johnson, staff, guests. Like I said, my name is Bob Simcox. Active Duty Coast Guard, and just going to give a brief presentation on a program we call industry training and my time here with the port. So the program in itself is a competitive selection process that occurs and is basically awarded in conjunction with your transfer from one duty station to another. It's akin to a free internship. Like Director Johnson said, my entire salary and benefits and that sort of thing continues to be paid by the Coast Guard. Members are selected for either 1 year or a 6 month term, basically. And I was selected for a 1 year, so since August I have been with the Port of Tacoma. Upon completion of the program, there is a service obligation that I go back to the Coast Guard, hopefully share what I've learned and then also continue relationships with the entities that I worked with. So a little bit about me. I have 22 years of service, stationed in various locations across the Gulf of Mexico, Great Lakes, and the East Coast, but this is first time to the West Coast and certainly the first time to Pacific Northwest, so looking forward to the differences that this area has to offer. My entire career, I've specialized in emergency response, environmental emergency response, vessel inspections, facility inspections, emergency management, and those types of fields. So my most recent duty station was in Detroit, Michigan. And like I said, basically it's in, I moved here this past summer, conduct the industry training year, and then upon completion of my industry training, I will report to our district office in Seattle. So with the majority of my background being in, with the Coast Guard being in environmental response, I got hooked up with Tony Warfield and working in environmental. So different groups within environmental, mostly with habitat and permitting. So the picture you have on the left there is lower Upper Clear Creek, and the battles that the port has had with the beavers in that area. And yes, beavers are relentless. There's been days that I've been out there 2 days in a row, and the beaver dams are built back up and better than it was when we put a hole in them the day before. You know, it basically just, you know, going out and trying to monitor for invasive species and doing the maintenance to have that site, you know, continue on as planned. The picture on the right, we noticed there was a large amount of bullfrog tadpoles on one day. So they are an invasive species. They're a prohibited aquatic animal species in the state of Washington. So we decided to go out and see what we could do to collect and dispose, for lack of better terms, of the tadpoles that we were to catch. So on the picture on the left, Lower Wapato, zero site, year zero site visit. Basically, went out there and joined up with Washington Ecology and the City of Tacoma and port members to assess how the site is doing and how it reflects, or you know, assess it based on how it was supposed to be designed. Overall, the stakeholders were very happy with the way that the site is progressing, you know, this year they are beginning the year one of 10-year performance monitoring. The picture on the right is at parcel 177, searching for little snails that are, you know, have a really good way of hiding themselves. But essentially, the Sertoluella verkata, the vineyard snail, is an invasive species, first identified on this site in 2005, but between Department of Agriculture, Washington State University, and the Port of Tacoma have been doing a lot of work to try to, you know, eradicate the snails. And I think it's to a point now that they're very low in numbers, which definitely made our job of trying to find any hard, which is a good thing. Also worked a little bit with a water quality group. The picture on the left is some UAS surveys that we were doing on the waterfront property, basically to you know, improve GIS surveys of the waterfront property to enhance the future planning and maintenance of the properties. The picture on the right is in the Hylobos waterway at the mouth of the Hylobos, and it's basically a derelict barge that the port continues to work to clean up and get out of there. A lot of my background is in salvage and response to these types of things, so I did whatever I could to kind of help move those along. But like I said, the port continues to try to mitigate that situation. Some community outreach that we've done. The picture on the left is down at Lower Clear Creek, where the Puyallup tribe brings post-spawn salmon and a whole lot of them. It's the biggest pile of dead salmon that I've ever seen. But basically, they, you know, they bring them to the site, and we had a bunch of school kids there and had a whole lot of fun chucking them back into the stream to, you know, enhance the ecosystem as they decompose. On the right is at the Puyallup Tribe Historical Hatchery, where every week, basically through salmon spawning season, they bring fourth graders from the entire district and teach them about the Puyallup River watershed and pollution and how, you know, the effects of our actions affect the watershed and then also the, you know, salmon life cycle. So some of the other things, and this is a little bit more home from me, where, you know, all the previous things were definitely an awesome learning experience and a little outside the box, but this is more home, where I kind of tried to help with some of the initiatives that the port has going with contingency preparedness. And the images that you see on the left is basically a Teams page where each channel has, this would basically be an incident management team that is stood up during an incident. And each channel that you'd see on the left there is essentially a member or a group of folks within an incident management team, and basically gives them a virtual option to respond, communicate, and manage an incident, which it basically goes in conjunction with some of the pictures, with the pictures you see on the left there, where the port has an exercise, tabletop exercise planned for June, involving a roll-on, roll-off vehicle carrier at EB1, and to it basically involving a vessel fire and bringing all stakeholders and entities in to try to respond. So I was asked to give some recommendations, and to be honest with you, I think it's one of those things where in a lot of different places where, you know, I transfer at least every 4 years, it takes like 6 months to kind of get in on a probationary period and get a good feeling for, you know, what's happening and really get your feet under you. But, you know, I certainly appreciate the learning experiences and the experiences that I got, but it was hard to come up with recommendations because I really need more time to come up with good, you know, solid recommendations. But I think a lot of the things that I could come up with are already pretty well in action, and it's basically the continued initiatives on contingency preparedness. And, you know, we across the Coast Guard, we do have a major concern for vessel fires, especially vessel fires with large amounts of lithium batteries, electric vehicles, whatever it might be carrying. So it's definitely a major initiative within the Coast Guard that the Coast Guard's working on. So, you know, continued process of planning, preparing, and exercising, you know, any of the vulnerabilities or you know, shortfalls that might be had within the community and the port. The second bullet, basically, a notification system. So if something was to occur, having a notification system that all members, all employees within the port can get basically a reverse 911, if you will, 911, and a shoot quick text message that says, don't come to work today because, or, you know, whatever type of emergency notifications need to be made to staff members. The third bullet down, I thought of this one before I realized that there was actually discussion of having a storyboard, if you will, because as you saw in the pictures, the opportunity that I got to go to Lower Wapato and walk around the site, I truly feel blessed to be able to do that and really see the construction of the site and how the site is operating, where obviously we can't have the public walk around the entire site, but I think having a storyboard or some observation location for the public to see and really appreciate what is happening at that site. And then the last one is just I got out on the work boat, the port's work boat, and I know there are some desires on the intentions of its use, and it's a little undersized and a little underpowered for some intentions that I know folks want to use it for, so I wanted to throw that one in there too. So from here, again, like I said, I just want to thank everybody for the opportunity to be a part of the team. From here on out, and actually I've already started my last week, but the port was last week, so I'm working for Resolve Marine, who is they're a global company, but they have a facility here in Tacoma. They're a shipboard firefighting salvage and diving type of company. So I'm still around. I continue to work. I will be working with them until June of 2024. Can hope to still be involved with the tabletop exercise as it develops. Then after that, I move on to the Coast Guard District 13. And basically put in a four-year tour at District 13. So I continued to be in the area, and I throw a whole community in here, because in emergency management, in incident response, whole community is definitely a major term. But I've heard community in this room a lot today, which is great. You know, I hope to continue to have relationships and continue those relationships even after I put the blue suit back on, and be able to, foster any goals that we might have in the future. Then with that concludes my presentation. Thank you very much. And any questions?
Thank you, Robert. Are there any questions or comments?
Yeah, just very quickly, a couple comments. First of all, thank you for your service. It's greatly appreciated. With regards, and maybe Tony or whatever, with some of the recommendations you made, I'd like to see us come back with a little bit of maybe a cost behind some of those, see what that is, and see where we can maybe make some inroads to move that in that direction. But I just want to also thank you for your service, like I said earlier.
Thank you very much.
Commissioner Kelly.
Thank you also for all of this. This is a special area of concern for me. And could we move to the recommendation slide, please, so I could ask a couple of questions in terms of what you're thinking. So I know that we have talked, I've talked with our Elisa Praskovich about this, but wanting to do training with the fire department in conjunction with, because as we know, if there's a problem down here, the Tacoma Fire is pulled down here as well. And I know that their resources are limited, but can you speak to that? Have you talked about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, to be honest with you, it really is, that's a part of the concern across the nation, is that local municipalities have that initial jurisdiction and responsibility to respond. The number of large company or response capabilities is a further, there's further time that would need to occur that in order for to get to the those resources in place. So the local municipalities are going to be your first responders. As far as local training with the Tacoma Fire Department, maybe I will let Elisa kind of talk further on that, but those are some of the partnerships that we are trying to pull together within the Coast Guard. And like I said, Resolve Marine has a training facility in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and trying to figure out basically a training program that we need to implement nationwide.
Elisa, do you have?
Hi, yes. Good afternoon. For the record, Elise Praskovich, Chief Special Projects and Commission Relations. Just to update further on that, yesterday we, for this tabletop exercise, which is set for June 26th at the La Quinta Inn, this is going to be an all-day simulation whereby a large row-row or car carrier has experienced some sort of major fire on board while at the Blair Terminal. We decided to pick a new terminal. And right now we have four carriers that are interested in participating, from Liberty, MOL, WWS, and can't recall the last one offhand. But all the carriers coming into the port are participating alongside our other federal, state, county officials. So really good planning committee put together. The Puyallup Tribe of Indians is also supporting and participating in the exercise as well. Regarding that second bullet, the notification system, this is firmly in the hands of Colin, our new director of security, and we're working to better leverage Everbridge, which is sort of an emergency alert notification system where we can target and have more control over notifications to employees. And then I'd say lastly, and Director Johnson can add some additional comments, but working very closely with the city manager on adding time, FDE budget to their emergency communication staff to help support getting the word out and handling public notifications and information in a timely fashion alongside our other partners as well. So,
great. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Commissioner Meyer. Yeah.
Thank you. First of all, thank you to the Coast Guard and to you specifically, Robert, for your contributions to make our port an even better place. And from the discussion we had the other day when I had the ability to sit next to you accidentally for a meal, it was a pleasure in terms of the way you described your experience here and what you were trying to learn. But a question I wanted to ask you and I didn't is, how did you end up selecting the Port of Tacoma as a place you wanted to go to? As a kind of an external learning, and I just think the value of these sorts of programs can only pay dividends, whether it's tomorrow or 2 years from now, we'll never really know, other than the fact that we do wish you well in the next part of your training program. But how is it that you selected the Port of Tacoma?
Well, moving into the area, and like I said, not familiar with the area at all. Trying to find a place in an economy that is high, for lack of better terms, trying to find a cost of living. I live in Port Orchard, so the commute, from Port Orchard is not bad at all. Actually, I was, and I started talking to the Port of Seattle. Because to be honest with you, I'm new to the area and I'm just trying to find the best place to try to, get some experience and learn about the area. The Port of Seattle weren't able to make it happen, and John Sloan with the Port of Seattle hooked me up with Tony Warfield, and Tony was able to make it happen. So I'm good. Really appreciative of that.
Thank you, Tony.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you, Robert, for your service and being here at the Port of Tacoma. And I love your recommendations. Particularly, I have been concerned about the notification system alerts to employees and key stakeholders. But particularly, I say to the public, for a certain area, if we should have a fire ever again, that they would be warned right away instead of the landlines or whoever doesn't have a landline, because most people have cell phones. Secondly, I would say for people who wanted to work for the Port of Tacoma, those are some fun pictures of chum-chucking and hunting for, those snails. I never seen such pretty pictures for snail hunting in my life. But you made it look good, so I'm thinking that the next Coastie will really want to work for the Port of Tacoma because we are the best in habitat and remediation, but also you made it look fun. So thank you so much. And Jason Jordan.
Commissioner Meyer actually stole some of my thunder. I wanted to give a shout out to Tony. Tony came to me with this idea after we were told that it couldn't work in Seattle for various reasons. And he really rolled up his sleeves and he worked closely with Eric and with Gene West in HR to make this happen. So just a real shout out to Tony. It's been a real pleasure to have Bob on our team. you know, he's got to be involved in lots of different things. But there's a lot that's gone on while he was here, whether it was a vessel fire, you saw the barges. Mm-hmm. And I could always go to Bob and say, hey, Elisa's talking incident command terms to me. What's this mean? And Bob was very kind and okay, dummy, it means this. And but no, the timing worked out really, really well. And it's just, I just wanted the commission to know that between Eric, Gene, and Tony, they made this happen, and we'll look for more opportunities to do that. Bob was a great inaugural person to do this with, and we're just really pleased. So thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're now down to new business non-action. So none is slated for new business non-action, but do any commissioners have another non-new action business they'd like to discuss or move forward today? Seeing none, committee reports. Do any commissioners have any committee reports to give? Seeing none, we are down to commissioner announcements and comments. Commissioner Marzano.
Yeah, just very quick. First of all, I want to congratulate you on your first official presiding meeting. And we're going to get out of here a lot earlier, yeah. Which is great. I like that. Second thing, I want to congratulate and thank Local 23 for last night's spaghetti feed in conjunction with the Propeller Club. And just a little bit of history. That's been going on, I want to say, close to 40 years, where they have had governors, congressmen, different elected officials as guest speakers. And it is just something that really shows labor and management getting together, breaking bread, as they said last night, and looking at how we can solve problems for all of us and how we can succeed. And it's a tradition I hope never ends, but I wanted to thank Local 23 for that.
Thank you. Okay. Commissioner Keller.
And also congratulations for your first time presiding. You've done a fabulous job, and it's really nice to sit in the seat now.
Thank you.
You've done a great job. Just to let everyone know, Commissioner Ng and I also went to the Unity Breakfast on Monday, and it was a wonderful opportunity to get together with our community and to officially resolve justice for all. And one of the inspirational speakers, Eric Jackson, his comment was, just get MAD, and he kept saying that. And what he meant was the acronym of MAD was Make a Difference. And it's a resolve as a New Year's resolution for all of us. I know that's why we're here, is we want to make a difference at the Port of Tacoma. And so I just wanted to share that as a, it was a wonderful opportunity, again, for community to get back and to refresh your thoughts and to move forward. Thank you.
Oh, Commissioner Meyer.
Yeah, thank you. And I guess what I would like to say is, you know, make a difference. I thought we made a difference in 2023, but now we have a new leader, and I believe that we're going to make an even better difference this year. So looking forward to a great year, and I can only say a little disappointed on the Huskies. And I won't talk about the Seahawks, but maybe hockey might be something that we could all cheer for. And I know the Mariners are going to be coming up here soon. So Commissioner Marzano,
well,
and I suspect Eric might be talking about baseball. So there's always something to look forward to. But I'm looking forward to a great 2024. Thank you very much.
Well, I do want to comment that 2024, I believe, will be wild and challenging. Rough and a lot of opportunities. It's not going to be a smooth ride, Commissioner Meyer. But I would say it's building upon building upon building. And I was thinking about the ILW 23 dinner yesterday with the retirement of President Willie Adams, going through the contract negotiations and settling through that. But also what was noted, that we had record-setting break bulk, that Longshore had the most fourth quarter hours in their 20-year history, and that we still do have the Tacoma advantage. And that is because of labor, because of this port, our stakeholders, and our congressional delegation that was all present there through representation. And I believe that also with collaborating with the Puyallup tribe, it will even be better this year. So I'm looking forward to more break bulk, diversification, developing our real estate, and on for the health and prosperity for our community. And we shall And right now at 1:08 p.m.
Good job.
Very good.
You beat my record.